morning, 5:35 on the ticket. I can't hear Final Countdown without thinking of the version, that we found, I don't know, 20 years ago, that Gordo used to play almost daily with a very, very cheap cover band.
And the keyboardist looked like a few of his keys didn't work.
Yeah, so and that's like if nothing else, you've got to have the keyboard part for this song.
Yeah, right. It's kind of built around that.
You've got to have a full keyboard. Maybe we can hear that later in the show. I hadn't heard that in a long time.
I'll see if I can find it.
Well, good morning to you. You got the Morning Musers as we start on a Thursday. And it's the start of the Open, the British Open, as you just heard that update from our buddy Ted Emmerich. We'll give you the latest coming up here in 25 minutes, and we'll actually go live to a friend of ours who is attending the British Open for the next few days, and he's been sightseeing in the Liverpool area. That's a pretty awesome sports trip to go over and cross the pond, watch the Open, take in a town like Liverpool. He's gone to some Beatles sites and had a big time. We'll do that coming up here in 25 minutes. Is Bill Belichick that great? One of his former players says no. Oh, you almost caught a big one there. That's all right. Just go ahead and haul it on in. And we'll talk about Zach and Dak at 7:50. Looks like Zach Martin, may be a holdout to start training camp. And we'll talk about hazing. We have not commented on the big story that happened while we were away on vacation, the hazing at Northwestern. And Pat Fitzgerald, their coach, has been fired. Their baseball coach has been fired. Sounds like it was pretty widespread at Northwestern. How widespread is this throughout sports, high school, college, even the pro ranks? We'll talk about hazing in sports this morning at 8:15. And also don't miss the greatest hypester in sports at 8:55 this morning. The great George Shea was at it over the 4th of July holiday, and we'll hear some of that brilliance at 8:55. Did you find it? If not, I've got something else.
Okay. Yeah, I found it here.
Does it have a reference to who this is and where this is?
I think it was a foreign land.
Okay.
The guy who posted this 17 years ago.
All right, I'm semi-close. I said 20.
Says, a friend of mine who is a sound engineer had to work with this group. At least he got paid for it.
Okay, maybe this goes into why sound engineers are so beaten down.
Yes.
Because they have to run sound for bands like this.
Okay, so hold on a second. Pull this up here.
Space people.
We're leaving together, but still in farewell. And maybe we come back.
It doesn't help that the lead singer is in a key that's one step below theirs. Always a beating when you have to sing your own backup. I mean, couldn't they stick a mic in front of the guitarist and he could sing the repeat line?
It sounds like he's pretty musical. I'm going to say rhythm guitar, not bad. Drums, not bad.
It sounds like a trash can amp that the guy's playing.
The amp's not very good, but yeah.
First comment says, this would be way more difficult to reproduce than the original. So if you were to try to cover this, he says, the rhythmic displacement, polytonality, microtonality, it would be almost impossible to do the notation for
this. He's right about that. Yeah. Okay, so on the list for this band, we're going to go get a new keyboard.
Yeah.
We're going to go get the...
I think the singer's fine. I think you're fine there.
Well, we'll get around to him. Just equipment, though.
Yeah.
We're going to go to our favorite guitar shop. We need a new amp. We need a new keyboard. Uh-huh. And then, we have to have a really serious conversation with our lead singer. Like, what are we doing here?
And the bassist has that strap extended all the way. I mean, the thing's laying on his kneecaps.
All right. We'll adjust his strap.
Uh-oh.
All right, forget what I said about the guitarist. We get.
I am insane.
We need more than an amp. Okay, how about the drummer, though?
The drummer actually is okay.
He is fighting through it, and he is giving him a beat.
Because of this viral video, did they experience some success? Like, because they're so bad, people wanted them at their parties?
That's a good question. They don't have a follow-up story on this band on here. The video has 6 million views.
So, okay, well, maybe ticket stock next year, maybe somebody, if they're still together.
This was posted 3 years ago. Someone said 5.4 million views. They've done better than 99.99% of any other cover band. So they're succeeding in a way.
Yes. Okay, now what if they're still together and they just shred now? What if they're just the tightest cover band you've ever heard and they just nail it now?
They got their 10,000 hours.
Yeah, 17 years later, they've got it.
Well, this guy says the keyboard player is actually nailing his parts when you consider the time signature for the song is 4 over 1,024. Oh, my goodness. Gosh,
we have not heard that in for so long.
I don't know why bad music is so dang funny to me. It's in the category for me, and it sounds like you too. I mean, of bad golf, the way bad golf just tickles your funny bone so much. Bad music does that to me.
Oh, man, that is great. I have not heard that in forever, and I'm so glad you dug that up. And I'm so glad that's how DJ started the show, with Final Countdown Europe?
Yeah.
Name of the band?
By the band Europe.
Okay. Great song. Interrupting myself there. Speaking of music, Gordo had this story in the ODEC yesterday about the Miranda Lambert incident in Las Vegas, where she's in the middle of a song and then stops it and calls someone out for a selfie. This is what it sounded like, and talk about an e-brake. This was really a stop down because she just stopped the song here.
Here for a sec, Danny. I'm sorry. These girls are worried about their selfie and not listening to the song. It's pissing me off a little bit.
So some of the crowd got behind her, and then you do see whoever was shooting that part of it from the other side. There's people in front of them that say, okay, I'm out of here. You don't do that to your fans. Some people walked out. It wasn't just one person taking a selfie. It really wasn't a selfie. Someone was taking the picture of like 6 women who were there, and they left a space between them so it looked like it was
Miranda in the background,
and which would be even more distracting than just one person standing up and holding out a phone. I'm sure people do that all the time.
Right.
It was almost like it was like half a row of people that were standing up. You know how long it takes. Hey, let's do one more. And I'm sure they're talking pretty loudly to whoever is taking, I'm guessing, the picture. Mm-hmm. So there's a little more to it than the story that was out there. It was just, hey, it's one person on the third row just taking a picture. It was a pretty big production. At the same time, all those girls were huge Miranda fans, and they thought that was pretty important to them to get that picture.
Are you sure they were big, huge Miranda fans?
No, I'm not. I'm assuming they could be. Let's say that.
They definitely could be. Yeah.
They also could have been starring in their own movie.
Could have been. And it just got me to thinking that when I do go to see someone, and again, I go sometimes to venues that don't have 15,000 people. Sometimes it's just 60 to 80 people, and it's more of a, I don't know, singer-songwriter type performance. But even in those settings, at smaller bars sometimes, I can tell the artist gets annoyed because there's loud conversations going on. Sometimes the people I'm with have a few too many conversations, and
yes,
I thought we were there to hear the intricacies of some of these songs. And but anyway,
but I'm listening. I'm what?
What? Oh, so we can't
talk?
Oh,
we can't talk? Oh, okay. Okay, is this not America anymore or something?
The big jerk. Well, okay, no, this is just like my favorite song that they play, and I just wanted to hear it live. So,
okay, I guess it's all about you then, huh?
No, it's not about me, but it shouldn't be about your narration.
It's not about my narration. I'm not saying it's about my narration.
Yeah, then they get it even louder, and the bass player kind of darts his eyes over. I don't know. I'm not saying that I haven't taken out my phone and videoed something before, because I will go back to it and watch it again. But that is the thing. I don't think we go back and look at photos or videos. We think they're so important at the time, but do you really go back and look at them and use them?
Sometimes. I think the percentage of the ones that you actually go back and look at is kind of small.
Yeah.
Particularly when it's like, hey, I'm going to video this whole song of my favorite band. I find that I don't really watch those.
Yeah.
Like if you have something of your, you know, there's a few classic images of your puppy or your kid or whatever it is those last, and you're glad you took them and all that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of stuff that you take. That you took time away from the moment to capture the moment.
That's it.
And then didn't go. Yeah.
The moment that we talk about so much.
Plus, when you're videoing a band, there is probably, I don't know,
a lot of other people videoing it for you.
Professionals that have put it up on websites, or that band on their own site, or there's a concert video you can buy that's way better than what you took. And when you go back and look at how shaky the video was, or hazy, or out of focus, or...
But the thing is I think a lot of people now, and certainly the younger you are, the more true this is, you are filming it or video documenting it in order to post it as quickly as possible.
That, I think, is the motivation. Yeah. Hey, look where I am, or listen how badass this song is, or whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, you're also hoping to capture the next viral moment, too. I mean,
like
Miranda Lambert here.
Who knows what may
now happen. Now people know they can provoke Miranda Lambert. And I didn't realize this, that she has a kind of a history of being testy on stage with fans. And I saw her take a butcher knife to a beach ball on stage that was floating around.
That's kind of funny.
Don't mess with Miranda when she's trying to sing a song. Yeah. Especially a song like that means a lot to her. Well, look out. Whoa. All right. That's Miranda.
In such a... anemic, horrible way.
It's catchy. So just odds are a lot of cover bands are going to do it.
But there's something funny about the song, too, because Arrested Development used it. Job would use it for his magic act. Yeah. That was his song that he would come out to, the final countdown.
All right, Gordo, thank you. George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
How did you send us down this rabbit hole, George?
Oh, DJ played. He started off with Final Countdown.
The original... Europe's version of Final Countdown.
Oh, that's Creed?
Uh-oh.
No, it's not Creed.
You thought it was Creed. That's why I played it. And it reminded you of the thing that we got obsessed with for a while. This came out, I think it was uploaded to YouTube back in 2005, 2006. It's called The Worst Cover Song Ever. It was a cover of Europe's Final Countdown. So listen to this mess, and then I'll read you some of the comments that people had after this. All right, wait, can I just stop it already? Half a second in. Listen to the way they start. Meanwhile, it's like an outdoor festival. They have a stage, a low stage. There's no one that seems to be on the lawn in front of them listening. When they started playing, a little 5-year-old kid who was standing right in front of the stage ran away. So now all you can see is the band up there uncomfortably loitering on stage.
Yeah.
for a drum fill and a guitar solo. All right, listen to this. That's the end of the video. That was all the upload.
So you say worst. I say greatest cover band of all time.
Any piece of music that gives you that much joy has to be great, right?
Yes.
They own it.
So the commenters on this after it was uploaded. Hopefully it's the final concert. Okay. If highly talented people got together and tried as hard as they could to parody a bad cover band, they wouldn't be able to do it nearly as well. This is the perfect storm of bad. Each instrument a masterpiece of fail. Oof. They were so satisfied with their rehearsals that they decided to play it live? Like, at some point in rehearsals, they said, it's good to go.
We got this.
We got it.
Yeah.
Somebody else, I need a 10-hour version. A fog machine really would have turned this thing around for them. The keyboardist sounds like he's off on a quest to rescue the kingdom of Hyrule from peril. Yeah, it does sound very video gamey. It's very Zelda 2 keyboard sound. The organ is absolutely fantastic. Always slightly too late and always totally 8-bit sounding. It perfects the failure. Hold on a second. It says, finally, someone combined a Casio keyboard with a bag of cats into a song. I keep expecting a cobra to pop up from a basket, but he has the good sense not to push the lid off. It does sound like Cobra Charming music there for a while. I love how the singer is pacing back and forth like he lost his keys. And he is. He's just kind of pacing back and forth in the same place.
Yeah, I haven't seen the video. Does he have any stage presence?
None whatsoever, Junior. None. He's got holding the microphone in one hand. His other hand is in his pocket, and he just walks back and forth about 3 feet
like
each direction.
Looking for his keys. Yeah.
And then somebody else commented right after that, he certainly couldn't find what key the song was in. Those were the keys he was looking for. Somebody else commented, that's so delicate to only mention the keys about someone who has lost it all. Did you? Then someone else offers this bit of band dialogue. Didn't you notice that you sang in a completely different key? Singer, what's a key? So... If guitars could have diarrhea, this is what it would sound like. Does anyone know how to contact this band? I want to book them for my ex-girlfriend's wedding. No lip sync, no auto-tune, no backup singers or dancers, no fancy props and lighting, just pure zero talent. I love this so much. Every band sounds like this at some point, and they realize it. And start leaving singers at rest stops. Not this band. Another guy says, this is my gym pump-up song since 2006. Still haven't lost any weight. Someone else, this is the soundtrack piped into hell to further torture condemned souls. I love this one. We laughed at this one earlier. The legend says that since that day, the grass in this field no longer grows. Still to this day.
Well, you just got nuked.
Somebody else said the drummer is wasting his talent, and somebody said talent, go to 201, and you hit 201 and it's that drum fill right before the drum solo. And somebody else commented that drum fill was like falling down a flight of stairs and landing back on your feet. That's exactly what it was like.
Yeah, that fill wasn't good, but he was okay.
He was okay in parts. He had, you know, and that's the thing is that every band starts off sounding like this.
Yeah.
And you have to get through this period of time.
Yeah.
And some other people said kind things about the band. This guy said, this band has done what no doctors could do for my grandfather suffering from paralysis. He was finally able to walk again to get up and turn this off. shame people calling this the worst version ever. I really do think these guys have a future in comedy. And one guy summed it up with the greatest understatement of all time. Well, there's room for improvement. That's the positive. Okay. You've got to look at the positive here. And then there's other people who, for some reason, this song attracts bad covers. Somebody else says this is the worst cover of Final Countdown.
Acoustic guitar?
Okay. This I feel bad because it's looks like a talent show in Czechoslovakia. Why are you laughing at that?
That's just funny. Czechoslovakian talent show.
That's what I'm that's going to be my band name because it looks great on the marquee.
It does.
And it gives them fits trying to spell Czechoslovakia
right,
on the marquee.
I have no idea.
So this, they go with the very odd band staffing of one female lead singer,
mm-hmm.
two guitarists playing strats, nobody else.
Okay.
That's all you have for this.
All right.
There's a guy who's on a black strat and a girl's on a pink strat, and then they have this this girl singer. Are you insane yet?
Yes.
They're all kind of looking at each other.
What's the audience doing?
They're getting restless.
That was it?
Oh, wait. What is it? No, it's not it. But people were so nervous, they just started clapping. I don't know what. I mean, that's a Stratocaster. I don't know what kind of tune she's got. She's got a drop tuning or something.
The applause.
We need that drop for hesitant applause.
Yeah.
We live in together, but still it's my will.
Okay, do you think they listened to the first band and that's what they're basing the song on?
No, I think this is an honest attempt. And what made them think that the singer and the lead guitarist need to play in unison here on the melody? I don't know.
It will come back to us, who can tell? I guess there is no one to blame. We're living around.
Okay.
Will things ever be the same?
If I'm a consultant for this band, I stop it right here and say, I'm sorry. Rhythm guitarist, what are you playing exactly?
Rhythm guitarist is playing the main music here, oddly enough.
No, but are you sure?
Would you describe this as anemia in musical form?
Yes.
This song always forces the lead singer to sing his own backups, too, which is so bad. This is what'll be going through my head as I'm slumping in an alley, putting the gun to my face.
It's the final countdown.
I'm telling you, they listened to the first band. They thought the key that it was supposed to be.
Didn't. And I feel bad for all these bands. We're laughing at them because we love them, and
yes,
we encourage them to keep going.
Keep going. Right.
Keep going. Music's very fun, and we all start here.
Yes.
And some of us have not gotten even too far from this place.
No.
So keep going.
Yes.
It's fun. And something about that song in particular.
Yeah, finally, it's just not a... It's not a...
Why does it attract people doing the song in such a anemic, horrible way?
It's catchy. So just odds are a lot of cover bands are going to do it.
But there's something funny about the song, too, because Arrested Development used it. Job would use it for his magic act.
Yeah.
That was his song that he would come out to, the final countdown.
All right, Gordo, thank you.